What's up, talented ones? I want to welcome all of you. Hey, checking in. I know it's probably super late where you are. I've been dragging my feet, but I was determined to come on and launch this new series called Talented Theme Tuesday. You guys know that I have been on a journey of identity, and this is yet another layer of what I've learned about identity and the journey through identity. I want to welcome all of my listeners from YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We're even over on the Wisdom app and also on my podcast, Life Apologetic with Athena. Shout out to all my listeners over in the podcast land. I mean, you guys are showing up all over the world, and I'm super grateful to have you as followers. Even in my inconsistency, you guys have showed up. Hey, talented ones, I am your identity coach, Athena Stewart. I coach leaders through overcoming rejection by identifying and developing their talented strengths with a faith-based approach to walk in behavioral excellence. Listen, I'm determined for myself to walk in behavioral excellence, and I'm determined to help others walk that process as well. I have seen it do tremendous things in my journey thus far. And so I'm just super excited today, I want to welcome all of you to the first episode of Talented Theme Tuesday, where we will explore the identity journey of the believer through the lessons and the ebbs and flows of talented strengths and the importance of understanding your unique aspects of your identity as we walk out faith. I think this is super important because so many people are trying to find their purpose. They're trying to find their space. They're trying to find that thing that they're good at. They're trying to find that thing that they can earn from and that they can capitalize from. And we know that we're moving into, or we're already in the midst of a changing era where if you are not firm on who you are and you're not confident on the thing that you're called to do, that you can find yourself behind the times, behind the way things are moving and developing. And that can be super frustrating. And I think that that is a huge part of knowing your identity. This journey, while we are believers, it's still a journey where we have to be able to move in society, even in our belief systems, even in our belief perspectives. We have to be able to show up as we are and who we are. And that has to come with confidence. What I've learned in learning my talents and really listening to God about talents and strengths and the parable out of Matthew 25 and Luke 19 is that it is fundamental to who you are to know what you're talented at. It is fundamental to understand or have a language for what you're good at. And so today we will discuss the talent theme achiever in the context of the Christian journey and walking out identity. There are 34 theme talents that have been identified that the average person moves in, 34 theme-like talents. And within these 34 theme-like talents, there's a way to cultivate and to adopt the ability to understand certain aspects of your natural tendencies. There's 34 theme tendencies. And within these 34 theme tendencies, there's a language that's provided for you to be able to show up as you are and as you have been created to show up. I feel like most people don't know how to explain who they are, and so they don't really know how to show up. And when you don't really know how to verbalize who you are and what you're good at and what you're called to do, there's a component of confidence that's missing. You cannot be confident if you don't understand certain aspects of what you're trying to walk confidently in. I've learned this over the years as working in healthcare and having many different jobs. If I don't understand the full spectrum of what I'm responsible of doing, there's a level of confidence that's missing. And it's only until I've mastered the understanding of my role and responsibilities that I can walk in confidently and that I can execute in excellence. When we're not confident and when we don't fully understand ourselves, and I'm totally off my notes, y'all, I'm totally off my notes, but when we don't fully understand ourselves, it really becomes a struggle to methodically move through your day-to-day activities. And so what I want to do in these episodes is I want to walk through all 34 talented themes. And I want you to take this journey with me as I walk through these themes and really listen to see if it sounds like you. Maybe this episode, it doesn't sound like you. That's okay. I promise you, as we do each week, each Tuesday, as I show up each Tuesday, you will hear a talent that speaks to you. This is going to be something that you do naturally. This is going to be something that you maybe have not had the language to describe this aspect of who you are, but you find the certain things that I say resonate with you. If that's the case, I want you to take notes. I want you to write down what resonates with you about the particular talent that we're talking about. When we read the Bible, and here's the thing, I can't do anything without adding my faith into it, because that is the core, that is the foundation by which I stand on. And none of this conversation would happen if it weren't for me really seeking God about who I am. How do I show up? How do I express who I am? How do I walk in excellence? Again, I say that I coach leaders to show up and walk out behavioral excellence. What does that mean? That means that you truly care about how you show up in the world. That's in your day-to-day activities, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're within your community. How you show up is important to how your legacy is built out, or the things that you leave. And this is a process. None of us start out in this process perfect. None of us get any of this right. Some of the things that we set out to do as we're on a journey of excellence may seem like it's not producing a harvest, but I want to encourage you that if you just continue the course, it will bear fruit. It will bear a harvest. You cannot walk in behavioral excellence and there not be results, there not be sustainability. And so I want to jump in. I'm going to follow these notes. I'm going to really try hard to follow my notes and get off of here within 30 to 40 minutes because I want these segments to be podcast sized. And so we're looking at the talented theme called Achiever. If you are Achiever, this is going to resonate with you. Now, these 34 human tendencies, these 34 human inherited abilities that I believe we've been given by God, they are categorized in what we call domains. There are four domain categories, and we're going to get into that. I'm going to break all of this down as we go through this journey. There are four domains that these particular talents are categorized in. And when you really begin to know your top five talents that God has given you, there's so many more, but I don't want to overload you. As you learn your top five, you're able to then develop strengths, and the strengths are then able to provide opportunity. What I have noticed as I've developed my talents and as I've really listened to God in walking this journey of understanding my talented aspects of who I am, how I think, and how I show up, is I've been given opportunity. That opportunity has not been given without stress. It has not been given without feeling a stretching, without feeling like I have to step up. But it is definitely, I believe, going to be rewarding. And so let's look at the Achiever talented theme. If this is you and you relate to being an achiever, everybody wants to say they're achiever. Everybody wants to feel like they show up as an achiever. But the reality is we can't be everything. Everybody can't be everything. And that's one thing that I've learned in all of the different talents that I've studied is you're going to have 5 to 10 dominant talents that you can move through. And the rest of the 34 are going to fall somewhere in the middle or at the bottom. I'm sorry, not the rest of the 34, but the rest of the talents outside of your 10 are going to fall somewhere in your middle or somewhere at your bottom. And your bottom are going to be your non-dominant talents. Those are the talents that you really don't move in or don't relate to. What I've been learning as I've been looking at people with this newfound knowledge of talents, this newfound language, as I've been really watching people from a talented perspective, I noticed that many people try to move in talents that aren't theirs. And that's that bottom. They're trying to fit in a category of again, identity, flawed identity, trying to be accepted, trying to show up a certain way, trying to present a certain way that just doesn't come natural. And I believe society has created this warp mentality, this warp mindset where we're trying to show up unauthentically. And this is why I love my podcast, Life Apologetic with Athena, because it's about showing up authentically in whatever space that you are trying to move in. And so looking at the achiever theme, the achiever theme is located in the executing domain. This means that you are an executor. This means that you get things done. People or individuals who have a dominant executing theme like achiever make things happen. You are that individual that will get it done. People can depend on you to get things done. Your achiever theme helps you to explain your drive. You know, instead of just saying, I get things done, you now have language to say, you know what? I'm an achiever. I'm not an overachiever. I'm an achiever. It is something that I have been born with. It is something that I'm good at. And it is something that I move in effortlessly. Achievers describes a constant need for achievement. So if you are an achiever, if this is one of your dominant talents, you're always going to feel this need to achieve something. The moment that you finish something, you're going to have a hunger and a drive to take on something else. This can be projects. This can be things in organizations that you might be passionate about. This can even be in your workspace where you are always trying to get things done. You're always trying to get through a project. You're always trying to get through something that you're passionate about. If you have a dominant achiever talent, you feel as if every day starts at zero. Like every day is a day for me to get something done. By the end of each day, you must achieve something tangible in order to feel good about yourself. Now I want to talk to my believers and I want to talk to other people when it comes to having this particular talent and having this desire for accomplishments to be tangible. This can get the believer in trouble because we know that as a believer, we walk by faith, not by sight. And we know that as a believer, there is a lot of things that God may call us to in faith that we have to walk out until it materializes. We like to say until it manifests, until it shows up. And sometimes as an achiever or as an individual who moves with an achiever talent, it may get difficult for you when you are starting at zero. You are trying to get things done by faith, in belief, and things aren't materializing. I feel like this is where the enemy uses strategy to bring in frustration, to bring in doubt, to diminish hope. Because as an achiever, if it's not tangible, you have a hard time. I call this the Doubting Thomas trait, the Doubting Thomas talent. Because as you know, Thomas was one of the disciples who he needed to have something tangible. I'm definitely a Thomas-like disciple. I remember really getting close with God that I needed something physical. I'm sorry. I remember when I was really trying to get in relationship with God that I was really transparent with him. And I was like, I don't know how to love an invisible God. I'm so used to as a human, and I've been so conditioned in this natural body of ours to relate to things that are tangible, to relate to things that I can see. And so I'm struggling with this invisible situation. I have faith and I believe, but there is a level of doubt that is stopping me from getting to the next level. I hope this is resonating with somebody because I'm just being super transparent. That was not in my notes, but I felt like I had to share that. So as an achiever, you feel good when you tangibly complete something. every day, every single day, every workday, every weekend, and even on vacations, you are trying to get something done. It doesn't matter what that looks like. No matter how much you may feel you deserve a day of rest, if the day passes without some form of achievement, no matter how small, you feel dissatisfied. Again, this is where as believers, if we're not careful, when we have a strong achiever talent, we can fall to the enemy's devices. This is where we can fall in frustration. Why? Because we're always trying to get something done, and it causes burnout. It causes us to put the focus on things that God may not necessarily want us to be focused on. It causes us to make other things a priority that shouldn't necessarily be a priority in the grand scheme of faith, in the context of being a believer. And so I believe that when we have a strong achiever talent, we have to be very careful and very sensitive to our relationship with God as it relates to using, cultivating, and thriving in this talent. Because if you are trying to accomplish something that isn't necessarily readily tangible, you can become dissatisfied as having an achiever talent. You have an internal fire burning inside you. If this is a strong talent for you, if God has given you this particular talent, you really have this ever burning fire. I love this example because it really pushes you to have like this burning desire for the things that you're passionate about. It pushes you to do more, to achieve more. This is a natural burning fire. Nobody has to light your fire. Nobody has to blow smoke on it. Nobody has to kindle it. It is something that's natural about you. You are a natural achiever. You get things done. You have an internal drive that no one has to ignite for you. After each accomplishment that you reach as a person or an individual with a dominant talent of achiever, that fire dwindles for a moment, but soon after it rekindles itself, forcing you towards accomplishments. I'm really big on this as achiever being one of my talents. It's not one of my high talents, but it's one of my top 10. I noticed that I love starting projects, but I noticed that at the end or even sometimes in the middle, because I haven't, before I understood that this was a talent, I didn't know how to develop it. I didn't know how to cultivate it. So I would find my fire kind of dwindling. I would find my drive kind of dwindling in the middle, causing me to be inconsistent. Again, this is why I love God. That's why I love God. Y'all heard that song by Miss Campbell. Listen, this is why I love God, because he knows what to give you for you to be your best authentic self. God knows that we need to understand our identity, both in ourselves, in him, and in society. And he will give us these opportunities by which to get language and to have a founded understanding of who we are, so that we can understand some of the things that we constantly find ourselves up against. To me, it's all about language. If I can understand a thing and have language for that thing that I'm up against, then I'm more confident in approaching or trying to overcome something that's difficult. I hope that makes sense. So as an achiever, you're always trying to get something done. You're always trying to accomplish something. You actually get restless as an achiever, and you have like this restlessness about you when it comes to achievements. And to you, that's logical. To other people, it's not that serious, but to you, getting things done is serious. It might not even, you might not even be focused necessarily. You just want to get things done. You might even run over people, which we'll talk about the weaknesses of our talents when people don't understand them or have language for them because you don't. As an achiever, you must learn to live with this whisper of discontent. I'm going to say this again. As an individual who has an achiever talent, this is one of your inherited abilities given to you by God, you must learn to live with a whisper of discontent, because everything is not going to pan out the way that you want it to pan out, and everything isn't going to happen right away like you want it to happen. For many, many years before I had this language, I would call myself a personality. You guys heard that. If you're an A personality, you're kind of like a freight train. You'll run people over to get something done. Or you're an A personality, you'll take everything and you'll do it yourself because nobody else will get it done the way that you get it done. Or if you don't take it and run with it, that it won't get done at all, right? And so this can also be kind of a downfall of an individual who has an achiever talent. It's not that you're an A personality. It's not that you are necessarily bossy. It's just a ability that you have that you have not cultivated, that you have not fully understood and had intention to develop it. And so as an achiever, you're going to have to learn to live with the whisper of discontent because everyone doesn't have a dominant talent of achiever. It does have its benefits, though. Having the talent as a high five or high 10 talent base does have its benefits. It brings you the energy you need to work long hours without burning out. Those of us who operate in an achiever talent, we can work, and really we don't easily get burned out. It's not difficult for us to work 6 hours, 6 days a week, or even sometimes we shouldn't 7 days a week, or maybe even 6 days a week, long hours, 10, 12 hours, because it's just something that we do. I always saw my mother work really hard and I saw my grandmother work really hard. So I always thought that was just how it was. I saw it exampled. So that's how I grew up to be, right? But I never thought that, wait a minute, as a talent that I have from God, this is the thing that causes me to work the way that I do. This is the thing that causes me to have a good work ethic, to always show up, to be prompt, to do my work methodically, to do it in excellence. I've always been a hard worker and wanting to get the job done. Now, I've not always shown up in the best light. Why? Because I didn't understand how to give myself language to the things that I was good at and whether or not I was being put in roles or positions that didn't allow me to cultivate or utilize my top talents, right? And we'll get into that as we learn these talents. Being an individual with an achiever talent, it is the jolt you can always count on to get you started on a new task, new challenges. It's the power supply that causes you to set the pace and define the levels of productivity for your work group. You're working with people, if you're working in community, if you have a partner, if you're partnering with others, as you learn to cultivate the talent of an achiever, you learn that this talent is also a productivity booster. This particular talent, if you develop it correctly, you cultivate it correctly, it helps you to set the pace of projects and work. You learn to move in a strategy or a methodical way. It's a very good talent to have when things need to get accomplished, things need to have structure, but most of all, things need to be productive. When I think of the achiever talent, and I think about those in the Bible who showed up moving in or having a dominant achiever talent, I think of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was able not only to get the wall built, but Nehemiah also made sure that the paperwork was done. As an achiever, when we move within this inherited talent from God to achieve, we not only just get the job done, but we make sure that it's done correctly. There's no going back trying to fix mistakes. It's not that we're perfect or that we always get it right, but you set out to get it right the first time. And so I think of Nehemiah, how when he was presented with the assignment to rebuild the wall on behalf of God, that he went through the proper channels to get the proper paperwork so that when he got to purpose, when he got to actually work on the assignment, all of his ducks were in a row. I want this to be encouraged to all of you in whatever platform you're listening to me on, to be encouraged that if you're an achiever, begin to cultivate it. You wanting to get things right or have things in place where other people just want to get it done isn't a bad thing. Learn the language so that you can better explain yourself so that people can better understand you. I hope that makes sense. That was just like a little side note. But again, having an achiever talent is the thing that keeps you moving. Your achiever thing or your achiever talent helps you explain your drive. This is very important. Again, understanding who you are and having a language to communicate to others why you show up the way you do or why you move the way that you move is a huge part of knowing your identity. People move through life so much thinking that they know who they are or saying that they know who they are, but if asked to verbalize who you are, they're not able to do that. And if they are, it's fragmented. So many times as believers, we approach our identity and who we are as I'm a child of God, or I'm a child of the Most High, or I'm wonderfully and beautifully and all of these things made, which is scripture. Absolutely. You are all those things. But if you're in a boardroom, if you're trying to get a contract, if you're trying to establish something in a community and you want to be able to present yourself with confidence so that you are honored and recognized as a subject matter expert, you have to have a language. You have to have an ability to create a conversation or to create a dialogue by which people can understand and follow who you are, how you show up, and why you show up the way that you do. If you're an entrepreneur, it's very important that you understand your talents that turn into strengths, because your talents and strengths are two different things. Many people try to have strengths or be strong in an area, but can't because they don't understand the talent that develops a particular strength by which develops a particular ability. Hope I make sense. I'm gonna break all this down, I promise. If y'all continue to listen and jump in here on Tuesdays, we're gonna walk through this methodically, I promise you. But the first step is just laying it out. So let me stay focused on my notes, because I said I was gonna stay on my notes and I was not gonna come off my notes, because this is something in my coaching school that I'm being told, like stay structured, Athena. So no matter how much you may feel you deserve a day of rest, if the day passes without you achieving something, no matter how small, you get dissatisfied. As an achiever, you must learn again to be discontent, but also as an achiever, you must learn how to really explain why you do the things that you do. Now, I want to look at four different aspects of an achiever as it relates to being a believer. I love working with, you know, people in the corporate world, in my medical career, and even some other consulting that I'm doing. I love being able to talk without it being highly or super religious, but there is never a moment that I never acknowledge how I have become who I am and how I show up the way that I show up. It is never because of a scientific study. It is never because of a book I read. It's always founded on God, who leads me to all of the strategy and all of the scientific stuff that allows me to show up the way that I show up. So I want to talk about first understanding achiever as it pertains to being a believer and how you can apply that in your day-to-day activity, but also as you show up. Understanding the characteristic and traits associated with the achiever theme, or I like to say the achiever talent, we must understand that it is characterized by a strong work ethic, a sense of drive, and a desire to accomplish goals. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes we're lacking in our drive, or we're misguided in our desires, and we're misguided in our goals because, again, we don't understand this aspect of us. And so if you find that achiever sounds like you, things that I've said up until this point resonate with you, now you must be able to think about this talent that you've been walking in and how it's showing up in your character, how it's showing up in your work ethic, how it's showing up in your drive, how it's showing up in your desires, and how it's showing up or not in you accomplishing goals. These are five aspects I want you to begin to look at. Go back, rewind, take notes. If your character, if your work ethic, if your sense, your drive, your desire, or your goal accomplishment is lacking, it's because you're not developing this attribute that God has given you. You're not developing this talent that God has given you. Now, here's the thing. If achiever does not resonate with you, I get it. we cannot be everything. Everybody cannot be everything, and you cannot be what you want to be, but you can be more of who you were created to be. I'm going to say that again. You cannot be who you want to be, but you can be who you have been designed to be. I'm going to try to get to these comments too, because I'm missing these comments. Hey, y'all in Facebook land. Sorry, y'all. I've been trying to get through this. Hey, y'all. Hey, thank you for joining me. Thank you on Instagram for joining me. Wisdom. I appreciate you guys. Facebook, YouTube. Appreciate you guys. You cannot be what you want to be. This has been the misconception, and I feel like this has been the thing that the enemy has tried to use on the believer as a strategy, and I think that it has worked. He has tried to create this scenario in our minds that we can be whatever we want to be, and the reality is you can't. What you can be is who God has originally or innately created you to be. When you further understand those aspects of who he's created, and I'm not talking about exterior, you know, this is Gay Pride Month and there's so much hoopla of identity in the wrong context. I feel like God really just wants us to refocus. Like, there can be so many opinions and so many thoughts on subjects, but when I'm talking about identity, I'm talking about how you show up in the world, in your character, your personality, again, your drive, your healthy base desires, and getting things accomplished that bring honor to who you serve by bringing honor to how you show up. I'm talking about how you get up in the morning and how you leave your home. How do you show up to the world? How does the world see you? And how does that represent the God that you serve? I'm talking about how you get up in the morning and you go to work. How do you show up when you go to work? Is it just the mundane activity? So you get up, you throw on what you have to throw on, and you show up the way that you show up. There's no consistency in showing up in excellence in your external appearance so that God gets the glory at just how you show up. I'm talking about your desires. Are your desires things that bring a harvest, that bring forth good to your life? The things that you desire aren't just Netflix and chill, but the things that you desire, such as the things that you read, the things that you eat, the places that you go and hang out, the people that you communicate with or have conversations, do they bring things that move you closer to accomplishing goals? How about accomplishing goals? Are you actually accomplishing goals? Or are you allowing your circumstance and your situation, something that the Holy Spirit has been talking to me about the beginning of this month, allowing your situations and your circumstances to be magnified? As an if you're walking in a talent of an achiever and you're not careful, because you like to get things done, and there's something that's enabling you or stopping you from getting things done, now you begin to magnify that thing. I'm trying to tell y'all, listen, God will get you together real quick if you listen. If you listen, he will get you together. He took me over to Numbers 11. I've been seeing 111, 1111. And so I've been really paying attention this month because I've been really focused on getting back in a space with God to listen and to hear, not only just so I can be healthy spiritually, because I want to move in the world the right way. And so he was taking me to Numbers 11, and it was talking about how the children of Israel complained and they grumbled and they moaned. They made their circumstance, their situation, their desires bigger than God. They made it bigger than their purpose. They made it bigger than their assignment. They made it bigger than the direction. And so they had to pay for that because of making the circumstance or the situation bigger, i.e. their desires going the wrong way, i.e. not accomplishing goals, i.e. not walking in good character and good ethic, right? It diverted them from what God was trying to do for them. And there was a reaction to that. It wasn't a positive, good reaction, okay? And so they paid for that. Why? Because they partnered with the wrong thing. And so as a believer and understanding your talent of achiever, it is important that you put things in the right perspective so that you partner with the right things. You're speaking positively of your situation opposed to negative, even if people in your situation make that difficult. You have to explain and show up for you. At the end of the day, you have to take account for you, not for everyone else. And so walking in behavioral excellence is a daily assignment. It is a daily process. If you carry the achiever talent, it can be developed, allowing you to identify and embrace the qualities such as diligence, perseverance, and a strong work ethic. Get this. Everybody's talking about money and wanting to be a millionaire and wealth transfer and all of these other things. But again, A, we don't understand our identity fully, which is why people can attack us so easily and we fall off, talking from experience. We don't understand our identity or our inherited talents that God has given us in the way of being able to verbalize them, that people are able to speak on our name and create our narrative. I'm going to say that again. People are able to speak on our name and create our narrative. That means that they're creating who you are. They're creating your identity. They're creating facts about who you are. And you're now walking in those facts, not knowing our identity or how to verbalize who we are in regards to talents, because we are talking about talented theme Tuesday. Not knowing our talents allow us or the enemy to open up opportunities for comparison. It's a huge thing. We compare ourselves to the next person because we see people moving or jumping or doing this or doing that. And we feel like we're just not getting it. We're just not moving there. Why? Because we're too focused on looking at where they might be, not even knowing the full story. Anybody can show up on social media or create content in a certain way. It doesn't mean that they're walking this thing out, that they're living this thing. And so we fall into comparison. But if you understand, and we're talking about the talent called achiever, if this is one of your dominant talents that God has gifted you as an achiever, moving in this talent of achiever, it allows you to develop your identity in such a way that you embrace qualities about yourself. You become diligent. You embrace perseverance, which means that you push through, you press in, you endure, and you have a strong ability to get the work done. How is this going to play out for you? It's going to play good for you in your drive. It's going to play out good for you in your desires. It's going to play good for you in accomplishing your goals. While it's important for those of us who thrive in the talent of an achiever, it is equally important that you and I recognize and understand the potential challenges that arise with our achiever ability, such as the need for balance and avoiding workaholism. Who am I talking to? Who is a workaholic? I know we got bills to pay. I know we robbed Peter to pay Paul so many times. But again, if you find yourself being a workaholic, if you find yourself doing too much, could it be that you haven't developed this ability, this talent that God has given you, and it's off balance and it's creating scenarios that aren't healthy for you in the long run? With prayer and with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, this is what I move in. You and I can develop strategies for managing the challenges that we'll face when dealing with our talent of an achiever. This will allow us to create frameworks around our daily activities. Now, I'm definitely working hard on coaching individuals through identifying, cultivating, understanding, and moving in their inherited talents. This means that I help you create a framework, a to-do list, action steps to developing and cultivating your natural talents. It starts with you understanding them. This is why I'm taking the time to do Talented Theme Tuesday, where every Tuesday I'm going to present a new talent for you to see whether or not that speaks to you. I want you to write these down. I want you to get your five and be like, okay, these are my strong five. Now I want to learn how to develop them. I want to learn to cultivate them. I want to learn to speak them in my day-to-day activities. I want to create a framework with these talents around my day-to-day activities. Number two, we gotta wrap this up. Number two, because I'm already over. See, I'm always over. Number two. The believer's journey of walking out identity. This is number two, because this is huge. This is huge. I think identity is such a huge thing in anybody's life, but even more so the believer. Why? Because we are here to make a difference in society, in our communities, in our environments. When we think of identity, it's important that we think about our talents in unison with our identity. Our talents go hand in hand with our identity. I'd like you and I to have this concept. I'd like us to open our minds to this concept of identity in Christ and how it aligns with the many talents we have been able to inherit by God. When I look at Matthew's 25, and it talks about the parable of the talents, and we interpret this many times about monetary or money. When I look at Luke 19, and it's the parable of the talents, and in this particular book, it talks about talents in regards to property or territory. Y'all got to get this, because this makes so much sense in the real natural world outside of these biblical stories. When you read the parable of the talents and this master giving servants these talents to carry out certain things or to show up in a certain way, what you don't read is what it took for them to multiply what was given to them. This is where I really began to study this text, because I was like, okay, God, you keep drawing me to this text. What are you saying? The reason why the individuals who were productive and who were successful in producing a harvest, in doubling what was given to them, is because they knew their identity. They knew what was required of them. They knew what was needed to get what was needed to have done to get a positive result. It doesn't say how they got to that conclusion. Doesn't say how they were able to show up that way. It just shows the result at the end. On the other hand, we had one servant who was given very simplistic one talent, and he couldn't produce because he was too busy focused on the wrong things. He had the wrong impression of the master. He had the wrong impression of assignment. He was too busy in comparison. He was too busy looking at what the others were doing. He was too busy trying to keep up with the Joneses while not keeping up at all. At the end of the day, there was no keeping up. And a lot of us fall into this comparison hole because we don't understand our identity. And so I hope through this conversation that you open up your mindset to talents being a huge fundamental part of who you are in society, who you are in your home, who you are in Christ, and allow it. I hope that it aligns and the language aligns so that you can embrace talents, give language to talents, and learn how to cultivate them so they turn into strengths. I think of all men and women throughout the Bible and history who have tapped into their talent and strengths, and how each one embraced their achiever strength in their Christian journey, how using this particular talents gave entrance to them being able to follow through with their commitment to pursue God's call and make an impact. Think about the many, many people in the Bible who were able to identify what they were good at, give it a language, walk confidently in it, even if it sounded different in that time. They were able to uncover, identify, cultivate, develop, and that turned into an ability, a strength. That strength turned into an opportunity. That opportunity turned into stewarding progression, turned into mastery, turned into execution. They were able to move, ebb and flow. They were able to help society. Think of Joseph, think of Nehemiah, think of Moses. Think of Noah. All of these characters, although their stories are all different, they were able to capitalize on their talents and cultivate their talents by following direction, by putting in the work, by taking the time, and that produced something, not for just for them, but for their community, for society, for the culture in that time as a whole. What would it look like if we, in this time, in this era, in this society, that is the most fruitful, we are literally, as human beings, in the most fruitful era of all time. The ability, the access that we have. Think about it. Think about it. If you are a believer, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this. You have the ability to talk directly to God and to get the same strategy that I've gotten. You have the ability to tap into God and get the same answer for your situation or your circumstance as I do. They didn't have that back then. When we read the biblical context, many of them depended on others to relay a message, others to relay insight, where we have the ability to connect in a way that they didn't have the ability to connect. We have the internet, we have social media platforms, we have access and a plethora. I gotta stay the course. So identity and talent are so infused in one another. Number three, I want to talk about embracing the achiever talent for kingdom purpose. This is huge. Okay. When I read Luke 19 and I really paid attention to the context of the message, it really fascinated me to see that the story had shifted from money, from finances, from a financial parable or perspective to a kingdom, a domain, a territory perspective, where these servants were given talents. And because of the multiplication of the talent, they were rewarded with territory. They were rewarded with more territory, more position, more opportunity. Huge, huge. And so I want you to think of, if you have an ability as an achiever to get things done, to see things out to completion, what would that look like if you applied it to kingdom? So many of us are struggling with needing more or wanting more or even desiring more. And that's okay. Let me say this. It's okay to want more. It's okay to desire more. It's okay to feel like you deserve more. That's okay. We've gotten such in a rut as believers to think that we got to be the bare minimum. That's a lie. But what's not okay is that we don't allow God to put us through a process to sustainably handle and hold more. We got to allow the process to allow us to be able to facilitate the more. And that's difficult to do. That's part of stewardship, something I'm still trying to get right. I love that when cultivated, the achiever talent can be utilized to serve God. This is the main reason. This is the reason for it all. Those of us with the achiever talent or theme can channel our drive and determination into kingdom building activities such as ministry, leadership, and serving our community. However that looks, on one end, I jump on here and I can minister. On the other end, I go into my community and I operate as a nurse. On the other end, I go into my community and I operate as a consultant. So there's many different ways that we can show up with our talents that isn't religious, that isn't going to beat somebody down with the Bible, but yet the excellence that we walk in represents God. Therefore, we're pushing the kingdom agenda into society, because the average person in society isn't showing up and walking in behavioral excellence. I'm trying to tell you, I see them every day. I listen to the language. I hear the conversations. A lot of it isn't healthy. Come on. I'm just saying. If you sit down and you listen to the average conversation, you listen to the average language, a lot of it isn't wholesome. A lot of it isn't encouraging. A lot of it isn't building up. Why? Because many, many people have gotten accustomed to not walking in excellence. The only thing they do well is the one thing that's going to benefit them. It's never about anyone else. It's never about anyone else. Now, let me tell you about the strategy that they use. Many, 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 many will use. They will use a strategy about it being for others, but that strategy is really to build upon their end goal. What would it look like if that wasn't the mentality? What would it look like if we actually moved by the text that said, seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things would be added? That if your focus was about showing up in behavioral excellence that would represent God, that would allow God's glory to be seen, that would allow God's love to be seen, that whatever you needed, it would just be. It would just be. Whatever you needed, it would just be. Just like the birds eat, just like all of the nature that's outside your door is provided for, it would happen. Why? Why are they provided for so much differently than we are at times? Because they're doing exactly what they were created to do. That bird is flying, okay? It's crapping and it's eating, okay? It's reproducing, it's doing exactly what it was designed to do without the hindrance of the crow trying to be the pigeon, and the pigeon trying to be the swan, and the swan trying to be the ostrich. Like, they're not trying to compare themselves and show up in any other capacity but as they were created, and they're doing the thing that they were created to do. What would it look like for kingdom purposes and agendas to be pushed? I want to look at some practical ways that you and I, who have the achiever talent, that's one of our top five or top 10, can channel our drive and determination into kingdom building activities. I want to give you some ideas. We talked about ministry. We talked about leadership and serving your community. What would that look like? Those of you with the achiever talent, because you possess such a strong drive and determination to accomplish goals and make significant impact, you really have to own being a leader. If you are that single mom that has showed up and those child, them children ain't miss eating, those children haven't missed having some form of shelter, those children haven't missed having clothing. If you're that father who have that has provided, you're that individual who the family relies on, and without fail, however it happens, it happens. Come on, you're an achiever. If you move in an achiever talent, then you also show up as leadership. Whether or not you want to accept it, you are a leader. And so what I want you to do now is stop dumbing down who God has called and created you to be. Own it so that God can begin to give you the strategy and the tools to show up as a leader. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter when you leave this earth, you're going to have to explain why you did not move in what God has created you to move in. Why you did not use every aspect of who you are to get the thing done. Point blank to the period. So let's look at ministry or leadership. Take on leadership roles within your local church or your religious organization. That's one way that you can cultivate your achiever talent, is stepping up. You know, I used to go to a organization we call the church, and I would operate small groups for my home. My goodness, were those some powerful small groups. Okay, I'm trying to tell you, there's some stuff happened in the living room. Okay, and it was good. Step up in those areas. You can spearhead initiatives or projects that promote spiritual growth in the community or outreaches. Come on, get connected. We become such introverts because of COVID-19, 13, 15, 25 that we have stopped stepping out and doing what is required, not what is expected, but what's required of us to do. Mentor and disciple others. Some of you have such encouragement. Some of you have such life experiences that if you would just take the time to develop the ability to mentor others, helping them discover and develop their own gifts, their own talents. If you just stop looking at what you could not do. I had to do this. I'm talking to former me from before today. Okay. I'm not going to say how soon it was, but former me before today. Got to get your eyes off of what is or isn't. Even before coming on this live, I was frustrated. But you got to get your eyes off of that. It's got to be about the bigger picture. It's got to be about the bigger aspect of things. If you are wanting more from God and you're wanting God to open up opportunity for more, you first got to just show up. Doesn't matter how, this is not how I wanted this rolled out. There's a lot more that was supposed to be in play, but I just got to show up. I got to believe that God, if I take the one step, your next step is going to be far greater and far bigger than just my one little step of just showing up. Show up, mentor, organize and lead mission trips or service projects to support those in need. There's got to be something you can do. We have access to so much. I know someone who goes to restaurants and asks for the food that they're going to throw out anyway. And then they organize that to give it to the homeless. That's popping in my head as something that I might want to do. Show up that way. Let's look at community service. Initiate or join local volunteer organizations that address social issues and community needs. Have you ever thought about how do I give back to my community? How do I give back to my community? How do I show up in my community? Is it just I move into this community, I find a job in this community, I work that job in this community, I go back to my home in this community, but I never show up for the community? I got some things going on for my community that I'm really excited about, some partnerships that's going to happen. And I pray that I see it through, the project through. But if so, I'm going to be proud to show up in my community in a way that's going to utilize change. Utilize organizational skills to plan and execute fundraising events or charitable causes. Lead or participate in programs that provide support to vulnerable populations, such as the homeless, orphans, or elderly. Some of us have walked through some hard stuff in our lives, and we got some experiences that we've walked through, and there were things that we figured out. Even if we just figured, we just figured it out. How do you give that to the next person? You know, I share my testimony with my daughter and our journey on how I had to figure out and still figure out how to be a parent who with a child who has found themselves in undesirable situations. It's not a pretty story. It doesn't look pretty. But as I have walked through this journey, there was no one person to call and have a conversation with. There was no one person I could identify the do's and don'ts, the hows. I had to figure it out. But now that I've figured it out to a certain extent, doesn't mean that we have it all figured out. Now you got to share that information. One of my other talents is called the theme of input and intellect. And one of the biggest parts about these two talents is that I consume a lot, whether it's from my own personal experiences or whether it's my study, whether it's me diving into content. But the one area that I struggle is making sure that I release that information, release that strategy, release that paradigm shift, release that understanding so others can grow and be equipped to move on. So many of us, God has allowed to come through experiences, not to say, oh, I made it through, not to quote, I'm overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. That's great. But the purpose, the heart posture behind you coming through that thing and God allowing that thing to be so for you to come through. Not that he wanted to see you suffer, but there were decisions that were made. There were partnerships that were made, but God turned that thing around and you came out okay. It's so that you can share how you came out. All the ugly stuff and in between. Some of us don't want to share the part. We want to share the fluffy stuff, but we don't want to share the hard stuff. Let me finish. Leadership development. If you move in the talent of an achiever, you are a leader. So you should be moving in some type of development for leaders. Facilitate leadership workshops or training programs with your church or your community. Step up. Stop being afraid to be a leader. You are a leader. If you pay the bills in your house, you're a leader. If you cook the dinner in your house, you're a leader. If you get people where they need to be in your house, you're a leader. If you go to work and you have a responsibility and you're the prime one getting stuff done, you're a leader. Step up. Be the subject matter expert. Find your lane. Move in it. Serve on boards, communities, faith-based organizations, or provide strategic guidance and direction. One of my top five talents is strategic thinking. I can think strategically. Now, sometimes that don't show up in my everyday life because I'm still figuring it out. But when I sit down to do the things that I'm passionate about, I'm very strategic. I can get things done. I can create things. And now the goal is to master that ability, to steward that ability, and then to execute, which is why I'm showing up today. Mentor emerging leaders. Share your knowledge and your experience to empower them. There's so many coming up behind us that maybe we are just one step ahead of them. But guess what? That's one step ahead. That is a big step. That makes you a subject matter expert if you just own it. Discipling or teaching. Some of us have these abilities. And I'm gonna cut it off there. We've looked at the achiever talent during this episode. We've looked at understanding the achiever. We've looked at the believer's journey in walking out our identity. We've looked at embracing the achiever talent and how it relates to kingdom purpose. I have to end this episode of Talented Theme Tuesday with a call to action. I want to encourage all of you who are listening, all of you who will listen to the replay, all of you who will listen to the episode on my podcast to reflect on your strengths currently and how the achiever talent has played a part. If it's played a part in your life, reflect on that theme, reflect on that talent. What are some of the strengths that have been developed from you being the one to get things done, for you being the go-to person? How is that highlighted in your life? consider how your achiever talent can be utilized for God's purposes. What does he want you to do that at the end of the day is going to supersede all that you could ask or think? I also want to encourage y'all as I wrap up to follow me, share, like, download this episode and the upcoming Talented Theme Tuesday live events on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, the Wisdom App platform, and my podcast, Life Unapologetic with Athena. We are going to continue to explore these talented strengths together. If you watch my video, I say uncover your billion-dollar talent. Uncover your billion-dollar talent. Come on, somebody. If you move in your talents, if you have language, it opens up opportunity. It opens up opportunity. I'm so excited. Today, I went to my consulting job, and I hadn't planned on going, but things transpired to where I ended up going, and there's a location that has been given to me to open. And I'm just testifying a little bit because I think that this is important. I think that this is important to show receipts to being able to see opportunity as you move in talents. And so as I went to the location that I had never been at that I'm going to be over, it was a place of opportunity. And I couldn't help but just be so grateful for listening to God and moving in this identity lane, moving in fully understanding and comprehending it first for me and then also for others, that as I have been obedient and just doing the work. And a lot of the work has not been on social media platforms. It's not been where people can visualize me. It's been me just doing the work internally, mentally, emotionally, and physically to some aspects. And so it's showing up as opportunity. It's showing up as people wanting to be in partnership with me. And I'm grateful for that. So I want to encourage you that maybe you don't have opportunity right now. Maybe it's not, you don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. If you listen to the direction, God does not put people like me or other people that are speaking into your life for the one purpose and goal is for you to show up the way that God needs you to show up in the earth. He doesn't do it just because. We have to stop missing the opportunity to be enlightened and to be encouraged and to be pushed or pivoted or redirected in the right direction. We listen to so much noise throughout the days, weeks, months, and years. How about cutting through the noise and listening to the founded information, to the founded content, to the founded sounds that are actually going to add value to your life? Listen, I'm done. Until next week, I am your identity coach, Athena Stewart. Again, coaching leaders through overcoming rejection by identifying and developing your talented strengths with a faith-based approach to walk in behavioral excellence. I love you guys. I'm so appreciative for everybody who's joined me. Come back next week. We're gonna walk through the next one. I'm not going to tell you what the next one is, but come back next week. Follow me on social media. Go over to my YouTube channel, Athena Stewart. It's my name, Athena Stewart. Hit that YouTube channel, share, like, subscribe. All of those. I've never given this call to action, but I am. I'm gonna give this call to action. Go follow me on all social media platforms. And the other social media platform I want you to follow me on is TikTok. I can't do live videos on TikTok yet. You know what's so fascinating is my numbers were super high and they dropped super low. Don't know why. I don't really care. Go follow me on all the places where you think I deserve to show up so that I can be in all the spaces and all the places. I appreciate you. I love you. Until next week. Bye, you guys.